Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Heyo, good morning. Yet another weekend where Chris Curtis has a pep in his step. Comes in this morning all proud. Sam Kennedy apology yesterday for calling you a liar. I saw that one hit the wire.
Yep.
We had a week where Gerard Mayo made his Mayo Monday debut, and you and the crew set the dialogue for the city yet again on the Greg Hill Show. Congratulations.
Oh, certain quoted, yeah.
And we've had Belichick humiliation week, which even I can't deny, with the caveat that if this Andy Reid retirement comes to fruition and Bill goes to Kansas City and blows everybody's mind, which I kind of want to believe.
Okay, give me two reasons why you believe that.
He gets the last. Well, Reid, come on. Reid, he's not going to last much longer.
Okay,
last year,
tell me why
Bradshaw called him waddling up to the stage. Or
why
what?
The Hunt family, with Steve Spagnuolo as their defensive coordinator, would go and find a
would hire the greatest coach of all time?
Would hire a defensive mind that is not at all like Andy Reid?
Well, they've obviously put a lot of they gave up the cheetah for defense. They care about defense. They
right.
need
they have
defense
a great
to win. They believe in defense.
They don't need. They're a top five defense without Belichick.
It depends how this season goes. If they stumble this weekend, which you are the lone wolf picking the Chiefs on that morning show.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to pick against Mahomes. He is what their season was this year. The Chiefs was like the 2018 Patriots, where all year they lose the, you know, they had that awful play where the Dolphins have that miracle conclusion with the lateral. You had the loss to the Steelers. You had back-to-back losses and ugly games. Then the final part of the season, the final couple games, they got to their identity. Sony Michel started running the ball. They beat up against the Bills and the Jets. Then they got lucky because the Eagles beat someone. And so the Patriots got the bye. They hosted the Chargers, who was, you know, the hot team of the year. Chargers kind of like the Dolphins this year with the Chiefs. And then you went to the Arrowhead, and everybody was saying that it was the Chiefs' year. They had the MVP in Mahomes.
Right.
Similar to what we're hearing about Lamar Jackson, he's the MVP. Ravens at home, it's their time. And until somebody beats Mahomes, 36 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, it's anybody looking to rip Mahomes sounds like an idiot.
Oh, who's ripping Mahomes?
People around here get very defensive when people like Skip Bayless, or not Skip Bayless, who was it? Mad Dog goes on this rant about how Brady was a game manager and Mahomes is better. The reason why this is
so
great,
just a backlash for the Brady comparisons
right.
that are starting to creep
right.
in.
Well, and people here don't like the Chiefs. I don't like the Chiefs. I mean, it's a rivalry, and the organization has not exactly been treated the same way the Patriots have when they've had far worse transgressions.
Mm-hmm. Some of those
get
from
your
the Reed,
mouth shut.
Some of those from the Reed family, Mad Dog.
Exactly. And, well, I mean, Mad Dog said that Mahomes has had one bad half in the playoffs, which is just patently wrong. I mean, he's had a horrible half against the 49ers in the playoffs. First half of the last game he played in the Super Bowl was not a good half. The first half against the Patriots in the 2018 AFC Championship game. But either way, Mahomes is great. I'm not going to bet against him. I would be foolish to do so. He is the modern day Brady. Whether he gets to Brady is for, you know, that's up to him. The other thing that bothers
me. We'll hold it there. Don't forget your point, because I don't want to interrupt you. You always forget your point. Modern day Brady. If he wins a third, he's basically tied with Brady age wise as to when Tom won his third. And
exactly.
Tom didn't win a fourth for 10 more years.
Right.
So they are feeling it. And whether they win or lose, I mean, I think lose would lead to change more readily, and they would be feeling the dynasty chase, and they'd be left after the coaching cycle where most guys have a chair, including Ben Johnson, who's probably going to go to Washington, and Seattle probably is going to hire the Ravens defensive coordinator. And if Reed retires, who is left?
Okay.
It's Vrabel or Bill.
I don't mean this personally, and I don't mean to judge the Reed family, because I'm not. And if anybody knows anything about addiction, it's me. So I'm not judging him. I'm just saying he has had tragedy in his life.
Yeah.
And he didn't stop coaching he never stopped coaching, despite the fact that his home was basically operating some illicit types of things, unbeknownst to him. And he lost a son. He had another son who nearly killed and ruined the life of a 5-year-old girl while he was driving intoxicated from the facility. That was before Super Bowl 55. And he didn't stop then.
Okay, then why is Schefter and Florio,
because
why are they speculating
Schefter
about
is
that?
Doing, what do you think gets clicks right now?
No, Schefter's not a clicks guy. He's very cautious.
Ken.
He won't say anything. Remember when
Schefter,
he came on with us?
What has Schefter been doing the last week? Have you been paying attention?
Mm. Go ahead, tell me.
Doing the bidding of Belichick.
Hmm.
He's
doing
been
the bidding of Belichick.
Yes.
Schefty?
Ken, do Maybe. You not watch the, like, the news anymore? Like,
is that his guy?
It's someone who always got information from Belichick, who always had the you know, who do you think was telling Schefter that the Patriots weren't trading Jimmy G for 5 number ones?
That's true.
Okay, so
well, that could be Kraft. I don't know. Maybe
what?
Not. Okay, good. Fine.
About?
Okay, Bill's his guy. All right, so what about Florio? He's just throwing an S against the wall.
Well, Florio said the Commanders were basically signing him, and they haven't even interviewed him. I don't take anything Florio says with Belichick seriously.
It's fascinating, though.
It's not. It would never happen.
Well, Reed could retire. Reed could retire.
So you think Bill Belichick, who hates quarterbacks, is going to go to the Chiefs with a guy making $50 million a year
he's
at quarterback?
He's as humbled as he's ever been. I mean, he wants to catch Shula. That's all he cares about. And this week has been so humiliating for him. He probably wants to coach in
but
the NFC South against
humbled,
the Falcons.
He was humbled, Ken, and he didn't even change. If he gave McKay the keys to the business, he'd be the head coach of the Falcons.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe. What do you mean maybe?
McKay's not even their GM right now.
Thought not. If he gave that guy the keys.
Okay.
He'd be the coach. Don't you agree?
Well, I don't know what happened there.
Ken, I'm asking you a question. If he was just going to be the coach, do you think he would have a job?
He overplayed his hand in some capacity. I don't know what it was. You know what I think is a possibility? Can I give you a little conspiracy theory? Robert Kraft told his buddy down in Atlanta to make it seem like Bill is the guy. Drag it along. Make it his only coaching interview ever. Of this cycle until other jobs are taken, and then tell him he doesn't get the job.
Yeah.
In cahoots to keep Bill out of coaching.
If Bill Belichick said, "I will just coach the team," do you think he would be a coach in the NFL today?
Reports are he agreed to do that. Agreed to collaborate.
Ken, if Bill Belichick was just the coach and didn't demand power in other parts of the organization like Andy Reid has done,
That was the case. I don't think that's what happened in Atlanta. If you read the stories,
I've read every story.
Everybody down there was scared for their jobs.
Right.
But
why?
Not because Bill was not talking a good game. He said he was going to be just the coach.
Who did he say that to?
There were several reports about that. He was open to collaborating.
That was when he was leaving here before he had the press conference.
Nope, down there. Recent. This week, even after he didn't get the job. Bill was open to collaborating.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
What do you take more seriously? The fact that the people there had to go beg Arthur Blank to not hire Bill because they didn't want to lose their job, or some random report?
Yeah, well, I think that both can be true. People there didn't want to lose
their
job.
It just ruins your argument about going to the Chiefs because he's been humbled. I'm telling you, he could be a head coach today if he was just the head coach and not in other parts of a building.
Okay, but he could change now then. Even if you're right, he could say, you know what? All right, fine. I want to go coach Mahomes. Let Mahomes be my daddy. Let him be the offense that I don't have to worry about.
I love this. I mean, it's such a silly argument, because what happened this week and what caused the most childish, pathetic, petty Patriot reaction about their hero, big old Bill, being exposed, being forced to confront the reality of how he is perceived outside of 128, and how Brady once again dunked on his ass.
So did Shula.
Oh, Beyond the grave.
Beyond the grave, he is cackling. And Kraft kind of is probably happy, although he doesn't look great because Bill's not coveted and maybe he chose the wrong guy. I got to admit this. If Bill doesn't get a coveted landing spot in the next year, because you agree he could still get the Dallas job midseason, after the season, that's where we thought he was going. I'm shocked he's not there.
I believe he would be in Dallas. If you
Same thing? He wouldn't tell. He told Jerry Jones, I want power, and he wouldn't give it to him?
That if is... I can't believe that Jerry Jones, you and I agree that Bill and Jerry spoke before Jerry of Jones course. Decided to stick with McCarthy.
I thought it was in the bag.
Right. So if Bill Belichick says, you know, Steven and you get, you know, I'd love to have a, you know, I'd love to take my 2 cents, you know, a la Wiggy telling him about Seymour. I would like to have some input, but I don't need it written into my contract. You can leave it status quo. I'll just be replacing McCarthy. If Jerry Jones didn't sign Belichick then he's a moron.
He is a moron.
And that's what I feel like is, it's, and believe me, this hasn't been a great week for Kraft. The fact that they released this podcast and they don't even put Belichick on it. Did you see this video that made the rounds?
No,
so there was this,
no.
I think it's Braverman. Did you see this? It's like a 20-year, I'll find the tweet, but there's this video.
The Patriots were teasing a podcast looking back on the 2003 year.
Right. And so part of this video, you see Brewski, you see Deion Branch, you see Tom Brady, David Gibbons, of
Fourier.
Course. Fourier. I mean, I think they even they showed Wiggy losing on the Panthers. And so there was no Belichick.
Wow.
And it's like, for an organization, what was the point of the magnanimous press conference if you're just going to be that petty?
Well, he doesn't look that great, Kraft, but you got to admit he's happy.
Oh,
he is eating this up, too.
But I got to tell you, I don't think this is good news for Jerod Mayo.
Really?
Because you look at the way the first game of the season went this year. I don't think they're honoring Bill week one. I think I can be safe in saying that. But work with me. All the build up to week one against the Eagles at Gillette was the Tom Brady celebration. What does it mean? Brady in the owner's suite, you know, talking to Jonathan and the great intelligent man about Bill Belichick. And it was a shadow that was over the team. And you're watching that game. They go down 16-0, and everybody's saying, God, we have this guy who would have been the best quarterback on the field today, and he retired. If the Patriots start out 1-3 again, and Belichick and Vrabel are playing golf, and the team looks dysfunctional, you don't think that there'll be a groundswell from fans to say, why can't we bring Bill back?
And 6 months ago, probably, I threw this out that it was going to happen. Mayo, Mac, McDaniels, the Triple M. It is possible. It is not impossible. It is likely.
Mac Jones will not be on the team.
If McDaniels is here, of course he will be.
Mac Jones will not be on the team.
I disagree. 617-779-7937. Do you agree with that? But mostly, just here to start this whole ball of wax. What happened to Bill and the Chiefs? What's going to happen with the Chiefs? Do you think they win this weekend? Are they threatening the dynasty? Would they ever consider Bill?
And does this show that maybe the Patriots waited too long with Bill Belichick?
Yeah. Okay, Ken and Curtis, 3 hours, Fitzy and Hart, follow us. It's a football weekend presented by Wise Snacks. Our coverage of the NFL postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. You can catch those games tomorrow only here in the Boston area on 93.7 Boston Sports Original and our fine affiliates. And Curtis, I know you're heading out with the Greg Hill Show to Eviva Trattoria for the big Greg Foundation.
Yeah, big
event,
night so out. I will be hearing about it from afar.
A lot going on. We'll get the Kennedy's apology. I don't want to tease too much. Let's just get to Joe Braverman and what's trending.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celtics and Bruins are back in action today. First, the Bees are in Philly to take on the Flyers in their final game before the All-Star break. Brad Marchand moved into fifth place in franchise history and career goals with his game winner on Thursday night in Ottawa. Puck drop from Philly is set for 12:30. Then the Celtics will return home to face the Clippers, who have won their last four straight games. Kristaps Porzingis is listed as doubtful for tonight with the sprained left ankle he suffered during Thursday's win in Miami. Tip-off from TD Garden is set for 7:30. Meanwhile, last night in the NBA, Luka Doncic scored a franchise-record 73 points for the Dallas Mavericks in their win over the Atlanta Hawks. Those 73 points ties David Thompson and Wilt Chamberlain, who did it twice, for fourth most in a game in league history. It was reported yesterday that Falcons special teams coordinator Marquise Williams was offered the same position in New England, but declined the offer. The team is now planning to interview Lions pass game coordinator Tanner Engstrand for offensive coordinator. And big injury news for the AFC and NFC Championship games tomorrow. The Ravens will activate tight end Mark Andrews off of injured reserve, making him good to go. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Chiefs all-pro guard Joe Tooney, former Patriot, has been ruled out of tomorrow's game. And the 49ers announced that Deebo Samuel is cleared to play after leaving last week's divisional round win with a shoulder injury. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could say anything you want, and I've been watching quarterbacks since Namath and Unitas, okay, back in the mid-60s, and Starr, I saw him. He's the best Mahomes, this is. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. There's nobody better than this kid. He's unbelievable. He's in all the big games that he's ever played in that I can recall, he's had one bad half. I know Brady won the 6th and won the 7th with Tampa, but Brady does have a little bit of a game manager component to him. And I know Brady's the wonderful winner, and we all know of his competitiveness. But for my money, and 64 years of age, this is the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Mad Dog, I got it. No matter what Mad Dog says, it's just fun. It's just fun to listen. Now, in that case, it's the Mahomes-Brady argument. Does it, now, for you, does it bother you? Because, I mean, Brady's your guy, but you also love Mad Dog.
Mad Dog has become a total caricature of what was already a caricature.
Of course.
Who cares about you watching Otto Graham? What does that have to do with anything? That means you're probably disconnected from reality. No offense, but, I mean, you know, I'm sure Joe Biden and Trump saw things 70 years ago, but doesn't mean make them any more coherent about what they're seeing today and comparing it in hindsight. But I would say very simply, I'm not looking to rip Mahomes, but
not yet.
No, I can't.
But if he wins another one and he wins his third, there will be a lot more Mad Dogs.
Ken.
Mad Dog will sprout.
Ken, he'll then need 4 more.
But then if he gets his fourth at age 30, and Brady got his fourth at 37.
Do you think Mahomes will win 7 Super Bowls?
No.
Okay, then why are you doing this?
Because I'm reacting to Mad Dog.
Okay.
And I've been watching quarterbacks since Namath and Unitas.
Okay, I've been watching quarterbacks since Bledsoe and Meyer. And I will say Mahomes is a more talented player.
But you're rooting for the Ravens.
No, I'm rooting for Mahomes.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Game time.
Wow.
I want Lamar Jackson to win because everybody that says he hasn't won doesn't understand what they're talking about. Like, Lamar Jackson is a truly great player. He's someone who has been really great to watch in that he's gotten better it's not like he came in and he's sort of been the guy he was. He's improved dramatically, and people that formulated their opinions on him in his first two seasons look really dumb today. The way that I always go back to it, Ken, but the Lamar Jackson game, the day that the day Mac went down crying into the stairwell after he hurt his ankle.
Hurt, yeah.
There was several plays in that game where Lamar Jackson didn't run off it. But if you remember, that was the classic double score. The Patriots scored before the half. They got the ball, went down the field, went up a touchdown. And that next drive, Lamar had to score. And it was like three different run plays where it was just a different gear.
No, totally.
It was unbelievable to watch. And Mahomes does that a bit in the playoffs, too. Mahomes has almost completely stopped running unless it's a have-to-have-it drive at the end of a game in the regular season. But against the Dolphins, he was a weapon running the ball. And that's what I think these quarterbacks have, whether it's Allen or Mahomes or Lamar, they've all gotten a little bit more cautious, rightfully so, to maintain some level of health. But they're able to run when they need to in the playoffs.
Well, not only that, and just last week, that some of the throws against the Bills were incredible.
If
he's winning on the road, which he's never done, so he's going to build that part up.
Is there any doubt that if you put Allen on the Chiefs and Mahomes on the Bills are playing today, tomorrow? Like, Mahomes, if you switch teams, it wouldn't have even
Allen
been that close.
Allen was too one-dimensional. Like, I mean, the Bills were just too one-dimensional, yeah. So I think Allen, if Allen goes to the Chiefs, Chiefs win.
Right.
Yes, I agree.
No. I'm saying if Mahomes was quarterbacking the Bills.
Oh, and I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
Hmm.
I think no matter what.
No running game.
I think that Chiefs team, 5-6 win team without Mahomes.
Let's, before we get to the McDaniel stuff, and I've got many, many textures on my side, let's go to Mark in Danvers talking Chiefs Ravens. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Ken.
Morning.
Curtis, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. Curtis, you're spot on about the Chiefs. Spot on for this game. Okay, this game has going down to the last possession written all over it. Do we agree on that?
Yeah, it will be a one-score game.
Okay, so that being said, who do you want as your quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes,
no
doubt.
In the fourth quarter, late in the game. Absolutely. Okay, that's no shot on Jackson because I think he's a great quarterback. But give me Mahomes any day if it's going to be a tight game, all right? And not a fan, and I'm rooting for the Ravens, but I bet with my head, not my heart, on this one.
You and Curtis,
I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, how does the spread go from 2.5 on Sunday night to 4 on Friday?
The tight end Andrews is playing. That's the difference.
I just don't get how you can give Mahomes 4 points in whether they're on the road or not. It doesn't matter.
I agree.
The lock.
I mean, Andrews is their best offensive weapon, and he was out for several weeks. I don't know if he'll be healthy, if it's just gamesmanship with Harbaugh, but I think that's a big difference.
I lost all three bets last weekend, so I'm off. I'm rattled. And I'm not betting this game, and I'm going to bet Detroit, I think. Plus the 7.5, but that's probably a sucker bet too.
Yeah,
don't
follow. The 49ers are really good.
Didn't look good last week though.
They're really good, and they're an example of if you spend, you overcome a poor draft pick. I mean, Look at what they gave up for Trey Lance.
Yeah,
and he's not even on the team anymore.
Well, that gets back to Mayo saying we got cash to spend, money to burn. That was a hot clip from Monday. Your cash spending.
Yep.
Got Mayo to talk. Do you believe him? Because some people now, like Jones was saying, Adam Jones, he thinks that now is going to become full throttle. You're setting yourself up for failure. Why would you say that?
They have to spend. They have to be compliant with the cap at a bare minimum. So I think it's an easy way to do it. You are going to see the team flaunt their spending.
To embarrass Bill?
They want to reshape the dialogue regarding who was spending and who wasn't. And now that Bill's not coaching, there's no, Bill can't be with the Cowboys spending, $100 million himself if he's not in the NFL, which it looks like he won't be.
Well, that's
and cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
There he is, Mayo Mondays. Now, because this week, the way it transpired, all these offensive coordinators being interviewed by Mayo, it appears that the Patriots' offensive coordinator job is not coveted. It feels like nobody wants it. But if you're right, they're going to spend, and factually you're right, they have to spend a certain amount, and they have the third pick in the draft, why wouldn't there be a clamoring for this job?
Well,
are the Patriots sunk that low?
Well, who didn't want the job?
Well, Zach Robinson, I guess, hasn't not taken it yet. The Bengals guy took the OC job there. whatever his name was. So that's two. I guess it's only two, but it just feels.
I mean, the Bengals offensive coordinator is the head coach of the Titans, Brian Callahan.
Yeah, but who was the guy that's the new Bengals OC? He interviewed here. He was their quarterbacks coach or whatever. He took that job. So it's only two.
I mean, I don't think it's a destination that people are, you know, really clamoring
Dan
over.
Dan Pitcher.
But if they really do bring back a lot of these Belichick people.
McDaniels, he's coming back. That is a done deal. And here's a text now. Okay, see if you agree with this.
Great.
207. I'm with Ken. Best way to be relevant again, keep Mac, bring back McDaniels, draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Bring in another top receiver. Bring in offensive line help. Then you take the quarterback on day two.
I'm honestly just going to throw up if Mac is back. God, I don't want that experience. I don't want him to be rewarded for his behavior.
But you should love this. If McDaniels, who succeeded with Mac,
he
did it.
He got worse as the year went along. Go back and actually,
he was fine in the playoff game. It was not his fault.
Go back after the bye week, the Saturday night game against the Colts. Go the rest.
Judon got hurt, and they.
Ken, what does Judon getting hurt have to do with him getting worse as the season went on?
You say just Mac's performance?
Mac's performance got worse.
Okay, I thought he was fine in the playoff game. Bills had an incredible pick. We've talked about this. But fine.
What are you talking about? You're picking one game where he wasn't great.
Well, that's
but
the end of the season.
The second half of the season, he got worse.
Okay. He was not broken as he is now. You should be loving this.
People keep saying that McDaniels did all this stuff with Mac Jones. I'll go get the game log of the second. They blew out the Urban Meyer-less Jaguars. Removing that game, he was abysmal.
Don't you want to see Bill's face shoved in it by McDaniels coming back and rebuilding
McDaniels
Mac into
decent? McDaniels is basically another appendage of Belichick. It wouldn't be shoving Bill's face in it? What are you talking about?
This would be McDaniels and Mac proving they could do it without Bill. You couldn't say that they're Bill's guys.
But they're not going to do it. Mac isn't good.
Well, that's your best chance. I mean, you're going to bring in another unproven nobody.
No, I bring in Kirk Cousins Kaylee? And draft Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, who's your coordinator? Nick Cayley?
Sure.
So you go unproven Cayley.
Right.
McDaniels
is proven without Tom. He can't do anything.
That's just scary. I mean, at least McDaniels has done it and has done that job fairly well.
So you're going back to, let's just go back to 2021, which was Mac's rookie season. Go to the game log here. I feel like I'm Dino. And
you are Dino.
We have.
You have a lanai.
So they had the Bills game, which was the win game where Mac was phenomenal. 2 of 3. And then you go to the Colts, where he had a passer rating of 74 with 2 picks against the Bills at home, where they didn't force a punt, rating a 31, no touchdowns, 2 picks. Played well against
bad.
The Jaguars. Final game of the regular season, he threw the pick 6 to the Dolphins in that game that cost them home field in the playoffs. Awful end of the season by Mac Jones.
I agree. I mean, I do remember that. He did decline. He was running hot. He was the Pro Bowler. Then the last couple games were not great. And then the playoffs, he performed pretty well on the road.
I mean, he was...
Defense let him down.
In a game that they really weren't in, he was 24 of 38 for the passer rating of 75, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So in the second half of the season, 2, 4, 6, 7 picks in 4 games.
Look, I am all for drafting the quarterback. I want Drake May. But you can take Drake May, keep Mac for 1 year, bring in McDaniels.
What about Mac Jones shows that he'll be anything when it comes to helping another guy come along? He and Zappe didn't get along. He is miserable. He hates it here. What are you doing?
He hated it here with Bill, with Josh back, who he liked. He'll be reinvigorated, and he's cheap. He's free. He's basically a one-year quasi-veteran quarterback. Mayo has no plan right now. What's his plan?
How do you know he doesn't have a plan?
Well, he's interviewed 18 people. I mean, shouldn't you have hired a guy by now?
Oh, if he
knew he had the job for months.
Wait. I love this. So if he just interviewed 2 people, he didn't cast a wide enough net, but he's interviewing too many people.
I would think for a guy who's swinging a baseball bat around all year and knew he had the job, he would have had a plan. Instead, McDaniels is the guy, which is fine. That's probably where they should go. They should defer to McDaniels, to a guy who's done it. Nobody else has.
Well, the one thing that concerns me is that Bill Belichick not getting a job, I think it'll be something that will be brought up by the Patriots fans if they start out poorly, which isn't good for Mayo. I also think the fact that Kraft now has to pay the entirety of Belichick's salary, not just the offset of whatever the Falcons gave him, may impact their decision to bring in Josh McDaniels because he's still getting paid by the Raiders.
And he was at Bill's farewell press conference. I know you thought he was there just because he loved Bill.
Why do you think he was there?
Because he's the new OC. He's the next OC. He's Kraft's guy.
He was going to go with Bill if he got the job with the Falcons.
Well, Bill was never going to get that job, and Kraft knew it.
What?
617.
Josh McDaniels didn't. That's why he was there.
I think Kraft told him, look, this is here's how it's going to play out, Josh.
Ken, you
Arthur
to,
Blank
you
and
have
I are
to
both.
Actually have some relation to the truth.
Let's go to Joe and Lowell. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, how's this dynamic going to work? Josh McDaniels, who was promised the keys to the car, is now going to come back and sit in the passenger side while Mayo drives the car?
Great point, Joe.
And there's going to be, and that's going to go smooth, right? No
yeah.
way.
Yeah, but they need each other, Joe. I mean, Mayo needs
they do
a...
not. Oh,
okay. What do you think they should do?
I think they definitely should not go back in time. They should move forward and have an outside-the-box thought and have a thought for themselves and stop rehashing the old. That's what the Red Sox used to do back in the 80s when they brought Tom Seaver in and they brought in all the old-timers. They went back in history to try to make themselves
I love the Red Sox Saberhagen signing. I think that really brought us
he
closer.
He wasn't bad.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's what they need to do. They cannot go backwards.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
But yeah, that is a great point.
But you're right about McDaniels being Raiders are paying a salary, right?
Right.
Cheap and available. Kraft loves him. McDaniels has nowhere else to go.
Well, he's making $10, $15 million a year to do nothing.
There's a carrot for him because he knows there is a path to the head coaching job here. I agree the dynamic between
you
he and Mayo.
You think there's a chance that Josh McDaniels
yes.
could still be the head coach of the Patriots?
Is Kraft the owner?
No, Jonathan will be by that point.
Either way, it's a Kraft. They promised
Either way,
it. They promised it to him once. If things go horribly wrong with Mayo, they then have another candidate in-house.
But who promised it? Not Jonathan Kraft.
Well, how do you know that?
Okay. Josh McDaniels is not the answer. He was awful with the Rams. He was awful with the Raiders. He was awful with the Broncos. Without Tom, he had one good half of a season with Mac Jones.
Let's go to Steve in New Hampshire. Hello, Steve.
Can we stop the retread talk? Curtis, you are more right than anybody on the planet. No, Josh. If I have to watch number 10 Mac Jones with a noodle arm next season, I might gouge my eyes out.
But
Give
Steve,
us a vet quarterback, get Marvin Harrison Jr., and try it.
Right.
It's something different.
Thank well, when do you mean best quarterback? Free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, whatever. I don't care. Just not Mac Jones.
But, Steve, you agree it could happen. McDaniels and Mac right now are both coming back. That's happening.
No.
Why? No. Who are you hearing
this
from?
They were both at the Bill press conference. McDaniels is the clear favorite of the candidates they've
been And what was the reporting? If you want to cite Greg Bedard with the baseball bat, what was Bedard's reporting after that press conference?
That Mac had cleaned out his locker.
And people were what? Miffed.
They're tired of him.
So you're citing Bedard on the
yes,
baseball bat
right.
with Mayo, and so you agree with him on Mac as well, right?
Okay, but I'm waiting for a plan. I'm fine if they go... if
they haven't even played the AFC Championship game yet.
They've interviewed 10 people nobody's heard of. They have no plan.
What?
It's McDaniels. All right.
Did you hear of Zach Taylor before he got the Bengals head coaching job?
Yes, I do. Slowick. I was first on Slowick.
Where was Zach Taylor before he was with the Bengals?
Tulane.
Okay. Making my point.
Let's go to Phil in New Hampshire. Hello, Phil.
Oh, good morning. First Saturday in a while, I've been 100% with Chris on this.
Oh, no.
Number one, we're kind of revising history. Mac Jones, his rookie year. Josh McDaniels and Bill had a game plan to minimize his lack of skill. And over the end, towards the end of the year, if you remember, the teams were flooding the area on which he could throw the ball because they realized that he couldn't make intermediate to deep passes outside of the hash marks, and it totally rendered him ineffective. And also, Josh McDaniels has never once ever succeeded running an offense without Bill Belichick helping him, like doing the parameters of a game plan. Every time he's left to his own devices, it's terrible. We need to start fresh.
I'm
1,000% with Chris on every bit of this.
All right, Phil, but you would agree, McDaniels wants to prove he can do it without Bill. And not as a head coach. That ship is sailed.
How many times are you going to be able to prove you can do it without Bill? What he just did with the Raiders. He had a freaking star-studded cast.
Well, as a head coach.
It's terrible.
But here he's a coordinator. That's all he is. He's a coordinator.
Oh, so you're saying the offensive failings was on the Lombardi kid?
I mean.
Who was calling the offensive plays with the Raiders, Ken?
Okay. Probably.
Mick Lombardi or Josh McDaniels?
McDaniels did a good job with Garoppolo. You'll admit that. Back in the day when he was here.
You mean for six quarters?
Yep. And Brissett. He at least has a track record of doing pretty well with a couple different quarterbacks.
Ken, look at his stats as an offensive mind with the Broncos, the Rams, and the Raiders.
I know. Not good. Head coach. Different.
No, he wasn't the head coach with the Rams.
Not
he was the offensive coordinator.
The
they were 31st and 32nd in offense.
Yeah.
There's only 32 teams.
Okay. So hire Kaley. But if you do that, it's just a total rebuild. You are just, this season is
Wait, you think Mac is some quick route to back to contention?
Yes, it's a short-term. McDaniels, Mac, back together, short-term. Let's try to piece it together until the new guy, Jaden Daniels, sits and grooms up to the job. That's what's happening.
But Mac has shown a total inability to help bring others along.
Yeah, well, he'd have to earn it. I'm not saying he'd win the job outright. You'd have a camp battle.
So you have a camp battle, and Mac loses it. How do you think he reacts?
Well, at that point, then you trade him.
Trade him for what?
Whatever. Draft pick.
What pick would you get for Mac Jones?
Fifth, whatever, take it.
You think you can get a fifth after Mac Jones loses out to a rookie?
But then he's done his job. He's pushed the young guy along.
I think the young guy's going to be pushing himself. It's to get to the NFL. What are you talking about?
Well, he can't just hand the new guy the job. That's bad. You can't just say it's yours. You at least have a phony baloney competition.
Yeah, the Bengals really got hurt when Burrow just got the job.
Let's go to, how about Jordan Love? Did he sit for a while? Look pretty good.
Yeah, behind a Hall of Famer. Is Mac Jones a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he was on his track. Rookie year, he was on track. Nick in Boston. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. I'm dumbfounded that they released a video about the 2003 season and didn't even put Belichick in there. It's like the old Soviet Union. You know, you run afoul of the people in power, and it's like you're an unperson. You don't exist anymore. But this is the pattern. But I got to tell you, the old expression, be careful of what you wish for because you may get it. I sadly think the Patriots are in for a pretty long, dry period here because we obviously have Jonathan Kraft and Robert that will be running the team. And what's driving them clearly is they're not getting enough credit. Well, since Brady left, the argument has been who was more responsible for the Patriots' success. Was it Belichick or Brady? And obviously it's Brady, but Belichick had a big role in it. They don't talk about Kraft. If the Patriots struggle right now, the question is going to be who is more responsible for the Patriots' success? Was it Belichick or Brady, or was it the Kraft family? And we all know what that answer is. So while he's sitting there in his suite right now just reveling in the fact that Belichick doesn't have a job, I'm going to tell you, Bob, be careful what you ask for. You might get it.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
I mean,
we
got it for 4 years. I'm very comfortable in the fact that nobody actually was giving me a hard time about my Super Bowl bet with Bill Belichick that if he won a Super Bowl, I'd resign. But looks like that's pretty safe for the time being. I would also say there isn't this urgent need to win now. I think if Belichick were back and he had one more year to sort of prove it in the final year of his deal, there would be that kind of an incentive. Mayo's going to have a couple years here. I mean, he's not going to get fired.
The fans will be patient?
Well, I don't know how patient the fans will be.
Because Vrabel is still out there, too.
No, believe me, that's why. I mean, I think fans may not be patient. But this is why Kraft has to spend. If he nickel and dimes this, if he brings back McDaniels, if he brings back Mac, because they're already under contract and the one's being paid by someone else, and they sort of do the, you know, they pay the B-minus guy A-plus special, A money in the free agent market like they did with Jonnu Smith, then that's going to be a bad situation all around. But I think that Jerod Mayo will find a coordinator. I am very optimistic that he's been seeking people that have been related to McVay. I think that that's the way you go. You go with a new mind. You bring some freshness to this offense, and you get either Jaden Daniels or you get Marvin Harrison Jr. I wouldn't mind doing the Wiggy approach. Marvin Harrison Jr. at 3, trade a second for Justin Fields.
Wow. You want Fields.
I think that it is almost, obviously there are exceptions to every rule. Brady was not a mobile quarterback, but he was superb at feeling pressure in the pocket. But even today, I think Brady would be getting close to being obsolete. Like, every quarterback in contention has the ability, if needed, to pull off a 15-yard run.
Justin Fields is 11-29.
Yeah, awful.
Okay, is it just the Bears' fault?
Yes, it's a horribly run franchise.
Okay, so he's not able to elevate them.
I mean, the Bears, I think, have been spending like $30 million less than the Patriots.
Name the last great quarterback Chicago has had.
Well, they have a good receiver. DJ Moore is a pretty good receiver.
Oh, you were talking DJ Moore before the season?
Yeah, well, this year he looked like pretty good to me.
Right, because Justin Fields played really well this year. I hate to break it to you. He played far better than Mac Jones.
So you over Cousins now. You want to trade for Fields?
Well, if they're not going to spend $45 million on a quarterback, then I would much prefer them. They need, I think, at least three linemen, premium linemen. They need a number one receiver, which is Marvin Harrison Jr. They need to bring in another receiver, I would say, in free agency.
Mm-hmm. T. Higgins.
T. Higgins.
Wiggy dropped that line on coach.
Let's say this. Number three for Marvin Harrison Jr. You sign T. Higgins, you trade for Justin Fields, and you sign three linemen. I'd say this team has a chance to win 10 games.
Who's the coordinator?
Billy Bob Thornton.
All right. Do you want McDaniels back? What do you make of the Mayo plan here so far? Mayo Monday happened Monday. You got the cash spending quote. Give us your thoughts. 617-779-7937. And also, we'll talk about that Sam Kennedy apology to our own Chris Curtis next.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you think for one second that we aren't passionate, committed, dedicated to the Boston Red Sox, you're wrong, you're a liar, and I'll correct you on it. Because it's total BS, and we are committed. We're frustrated. We take it personally. It angers us when we don't win. And we understand their natural questions.
Oh no, there you go. Making me a liar. Got me begging you for more. Oh no, there I go. Starting up a fire. Oh no, no.
That noted liar, Chris Curtis.
Making me a liar.
Got Sam Kennedy rattled last weekend. Winter weekend was fun, though. I enjoyed that out there. Pedro, we got a good half hour with Pedro. About 20 minutes. 20 minutes, Pedro? 15 minutes, whatever.
I was literally on cloud nine. That was unbelievable. What a privilege. And he was excellent. God,
he was
good.
He's just one of those guys you get kind of goosebumps just sitting next to him, just listening to him go. I don't know if he does much motivational speaking or goes out, but he's a good speaker. Become a good talker.
It is. There is something.
As is Sam Kennedy.
Unsettling about being next to someone who is the very best to ever do what they did.
Yeah.
And
we were both Chris Farley-esque
right.
in that one.
And
I could hear the out-of-body experiences from the studio.
You. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. And
if you missed that interview, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. The Weekend Shows podcast. Download it now, WEI Weekend Shows.
But the it feels like the Red Sox are still deeply in his blood. And it felt just listening and more really sort of feeling the intensity in how he spoke about what Tech and Ortiz and he had done here early on and the sort of the dismantling of that Red Sox way.
And I think Wakefield's passing, he mentioned that a couple times, yeah, has affected them all pretty deeply.
I mean, it is... I know I sound like an old man, but the amount of great, unbelievable, never-see-it-again moments we had over the last two decades is unparalleled when it comes to a single market like Boston. But just those Ortiz... I'm sorry. Those Wakefield extra inning performances, yeah, both in 03 where he ended up, you know, the home run to Boone,
right,
but in 04 where Varitek's catching, the ball's bouncing all over the place. There was a play where Tony Clark hit a ball down the right field line that somehow bounced into the seats, and they had to bring Miguel Cairo back to third base. And it was just, I remember a game five, with Wakefield, 2004, Red Sox Yankees, is the most intense sporting event I've ever been to, and I've been privileged to go to many. I've been at the Snow Bowl, been at a lot of World Series games, all that stuff. I'm very fortunate. From the sixth inning on, mind you, the NLCS game ended before Game 5 did, and it started later, and the entire building was standing for 4 hours from the sixth inning on. I remember it like it was yesterday, and Wakefield was so huge. Pedro started that game against Mussina, and Jeter had a big hit, and it was just, but those games, go back, if you're in your early 20s and you don't really know, see what those teams were, and the amount, there's no way I could ever properly do justice to the pressure those teams felt. When Pedro was there in 04, call the Yankees my daddy, all that, you had down 3-0, get blown out 19-8. Dan Shaughnessy the next day writes, for yet another year, Boston will go without a World Series. And that year was really the continuation of a 2-year Cold War with the Yankees, and just to see Pedro and to go reminisce on that stuff, to be able to do it in person was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, and you had a great idea that to do a little 04 retrospective this season. I mean, it's 20-year anniversary, and sometimes those get old and stale, but I do think that one is so special. We'll do something all year here on EEI throughout the Sox games and probably on your show to just bring back some of those great memories.
Call the Yankees my daddy.
I mean, that and it was amazing, too, because, you know, the Red Sox win, and the only way they were going to win that game 7 if they had a big cushion, and they did. Going back to that game, there was a list of things that I wish I'd asked Pedro if we had more time, but why the hell he went into game 7 was so silly.
Yeah.
But the Red Sox-Cardinals World Series was, like, anticlimactic.
Except for the final call, call, which is sending him to the Hall of Fame this year.
Can you believe it?
Now, Sam Kennedy, after that comment, has spoken to Dan Shaughnessy of The Globe in his recent piece
posted yesterday.
Quote, here's what Shaughnessy writes. I spoke with Kennedy thinking he might want to clean up his phrasing from his winter weekend interview with WEEI, in which he stated that. And here's what Kennedy told him. Quote, my choice of words probably wasn't entirely appropriate. It represented my frustration with the notion of anyone questioning our commitment and desire to be competitive. I shouldn't have used those words that don't correctly reflect how we feel about the privilege of owning this franchise, end quote.
Well, I mean, no apology needed, Sammy. But I would say simply, actions speak louder than words. And your actions at Fenway Park with the Red Sox ownership group has been to completely reshape how you view your baseball operation. And the notion that you're saying you're as invested as you were in 2004 when you finish in last place, raise ticket prices, and lower your payroll, I'm sorry, it's just empty words.
Now, let me ask you this. This has come out a lot this week, that there's still something up their sleeve. Jonathan Papelbon said that. He said there's still something up their sleeve.
Right, it's called Papelbon just got a deal at Nesson, so he has to say whatever they want him to.
Nah, but maybe he's not beholden to them. Maybe he is under their control, but if they just sign Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery.
Ken, you told me a month ago that Jordan Montgomery basically was signed, sealed, and delivered. And you were mad that I wasn't excited about it.
Well, he's still out there. But I'm saying, if they do sign him, most Red Sox fans will say, okay, it's a decent offseason. That's all it takes.
Which organization do you feel better about going forward, the Patriots or the Red Sox?
Oh, boy. Red Sox.
Why?
Good. Did you see the new Top 100? Just came out yesterday. MLB Pipeline. 4 in the Top 100. We got to get Teal up here. We got to get Mayer had a bad year. Get Mayer up here.
Can you answer a question honestly for once?
I'm telling you. I'm being honest.
So you think the Red Sox in the AL East.
Well, they have a good manager in Cora. A proven good manager.
Who's not going to be back.
The Patriots don't. They have Mayo, who has no plan at offensive coordinator, and they're going to bring McDaniels back, which I think is their best option because they have nobody else.
Okay, you need to say that you think they're going to bring McDaniels back because there's going to be a car wreck on the pike with you saying it's going to happen. We don't know it's going to happen.
Okay, who's going to get the job?
Kaylee.
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody other than Josh McDaniels.
I don't know how you feel that way. We know how the crafts feel about McDaniels. He was there at the press conference for a reason. 617-779-7937.
Because he thought he was going to be the OC for Gerard Mayo?
You are right, though. One of your points in this hour is getting a lot of support. You weren't right, but it's getting a lot of support.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'll tell you which point that was.
Yes. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.